Tribe a couple spring training games under their belt already. Tim Alcorn's out there and talking with folks that make things happen.
That's a little jazzed up version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Who's doing this version?
This is production library disc number 4, cut 2.
The old production library version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Here, I thought you were playing, you know, some famous artist or something. This is the old production library version.
Hey, those production library people, they create great music, but they're unsung heroes in the radio world. So.
Indeed they are. Well, thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Craig. And indeed, we are here in the media room in Goodyear, Arizona, as our Wahoo Week coverage continues. And it's great to have with us this morning a guy that we've had on AM 930 WEOL a few times before, Indians Farm Director Carter Hawkins. Carter, great to see you again.
Tim, appreciate you having me.
So what are you keeping an eye on here in Goodyear as the farm director for the tribe? What are some things between now and when camp breaks that you'll be watching pretty intently?
I mean, you name it right now, it's happening. You know, we got about 50 players in right now. So our minor leaguers come in a little bit after our major leaguers. We got 50 players in early camp right now, and they'll be here for a week, and then about 55 more pitchers will come in, and then about 5 days after that, another 50 position players will come in. So all in all, we'll have about 150 players running around here, not to mention the, you know, the players coming down for major league camp later on, and not to mention the, you know, 50 to 75 staff members that are here in support of those players. So a lot going on, a lot of meetings. A lot of baseball, but, I mean, it's fun. We're out in the sun every day. We're getting better and looking forward to April.
Rosie and I had the game yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that this is a big month for these younger players, these guys that are developing, because really it may be the only time all year that Tito and the Major League staff has an opportunity to look at them for an extended period. Talk a little bit about that. They may not break camp with the team, but, hey, at least Tito and the guys get a chance to watch them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the old first impression thing, you know. I mean, it's an opportunity to get in front of Tito and get in front of a lot of decision makers, Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, Derek Falvey. You know, those guys don't get to see our minor league players, you know, day in and day out. Now, with the advent of MILB.TV and things like that, it's certainly a lot more than it was 25 years ago, but you know, it's not as much what they're doing in the games, it's what they're doing in the clubhouse. It's when they're coming in early, it's getting the treatment early, it's the effort they put in their BP, the effort they put in their throwing program. Tito, those guys seeing that every single day, and then being able to watch major leaguers do that and how they go about their process, it's really invaluable for our players, whether they're in major league camp and actually seeing it firsthand, whether in minor league camp and seeing it from across the hall.
Carter, can that be pressure to a young man to say, listen, yeah, Tito's watching, some other guys are watching, but just go out and do your thing?
Absolutely. But, I mean, the same pressure they're going to be facing when they get into the major leagues. You know, when they show up and there's 45,000 people and, you know, screaming and yelling at them, that's pressure too. So it's, you know, that's part of it, getting them to understand how to keep their mind in the moment even when there's a lot of things going on. So, you know, there's just going to be constant challenges for these guys, whether it's that first major league camp in spring training or first call up to the big leagues, and building that foundation to deal with those is certainly a really important thing that we focus on.
So as the Indians continue to build this organization with an influx of young players, name a few names that fans listening back in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio can project to the future with this team.
For sure. Now, the great thing is I'm a terrible scout, and we let those guys figure out who actually ends up, you know, being in the major leagues and helping us win, and we just get to focus on, you know, trying to get these guys better. That being said, you know, if you're looking at our Baseball America, you know, top 30 prospects list, some names you're going to see: Brad Zimmer, our center fielder, was our first round pick a couple years ago, had an outstanding year last year in Lynchburg, and then moving into Akron, he's our number one prospect, quote unquote. Clint Frazier, who was the first round pick before then, another outfielder. Those guys have, you know, really been kind of coupled in their development paths, playing together last year in Lynchburg for a time. Clint was in the Arizona Fall League this offseason, which is a prestigious league that top prospects in Major League Baseball get to participate in. On the pitching side, guys like Justice Sheffield, another first rounder, kid out of Tennessee, great arm, left-hander, misses a lot of bats. Maybe an under-the-radar guy that guys haven't heard about, Tristan McKenzie. He's about 6'4", 150 pounds right now. So we're hoping to put about 65 pounds on him in the next 4 years, and definitely excited about you know, the path that he's on. But the really beautiful thing is, Tim, is that, you know, there's a player right now that we're not thinking about. There's a player right now that's getting zero publicity that's going to be a contributor for us in the, you know, near or distant future. And that's the great thing about player development, is that we just get to focus on how do we make these guys better? How do we get these guys to be in a position to become the best versions of themselves? And they'll surprise us. And like I said, I don't have to worry about the scouting part of it, which is the beautiful thing. We just got to worry about getting these guys better.
Guys, before we let Carter go, any thoughts or questions from back in the studio at WEOL?
Carter, has there been a player in recent years who has gone home in September and then come back in March and you go, wow, what happened? This player is ready to make that next jump.
Craig, that's a great point. I think there certainly are. And what we have tried to do is make our contacts over the off season as frequent as possible so that we're not surprised by those things, A, and B, we can better plan for those things. We have some strength camps out here in December and January that a lot of our players are taking a part in that have really put them into a great spot physically. Tyler Naquin's a guy, and Cody Anderson's another guy that both have really dedicated themselves out here in the offseason, has put themselves in really good positions. Obviously, you saw the things that they did in Cody did in the major leagues this year, or last year rather, and Tyler's definitely on the cusp here. So absolutely. Unfortunately, also it goes the other way. Sometimes when we don't have those touch points during the offseason, we lose track of a guy, one of the 150 guys, and they come back and they really haven't had the dedication that we would have hoped. So we try to minimize that. We try to maximize the positive gains, and the offseason is a really important time for these guys, and a lot of these guys make their season when what they do from September to March.
Great points. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Okay. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely appreciate it.
Thank you. Carter Hawkins joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Guys, we'll send it back to you, and then I think one more interview to go before we wrap things up here on this Thursday morning. So we'll be back out here to Goodyear, Arizona right after this.